somewhere. I know there's someone who really cares that the dignity is.
This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the archive. I'm DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's great to have you all listening today. I hope you all have been having a good week so far and a good day at work or at school or whatever you might have been doing for the past 8 or so hours. This week is really busy for me, but I'm making my way through it, and hopefully it'll all go okay. So let's keep our fingers crossed, and I will keep my fingers crossed for all of you if you are in a similar position, so we can help each other out here on Tufts Freeform Radio. All right. This week, I'm going to be starting out with a couple of hip-hop songs and then moving on to some longer kind of indie post-variety kind of songs, whatever genre specifically they might fall into. So this first song is by a boy band, as they refer to themselves, which is kind of interesting. And they go by the name of Brockhampton. So here's that one, and I hope you enjoy.
Kicking in the doors, I sent a to get you. So don't play stupid, I know you got the product. Cause I can smell the money, I can taste the weed. Give me some more body, only way I leave. I love to watch them squirm, I love when bleed. If she, you can't hear a scream, so kiss the carpet. This aggravated Larson, and then I'm out the dough. It's monsters in your home. Black gloves, mask on, muzzle plated chrome. Who didn't call the cops on my? Who didn't call the cops on my? That's the first one to go. The first shot I blow. Who didn't call the cops on my? Who didn't call the cops on my?
Sata, Sata, who be the number one Sata? Put the miss on you when I'm on your blocker. It no be thin, no be issue when I'm off it. Off it, I'm off it. I got the magazine for the pistol. For any politics and talking, give an issue. Another black man in the street is official. We riding out the spirit, we go another pistol. Another cop, coming on my block for the answers. I know get time for your question. This put me mummy and me brethren.
I hate the way I think, I hate the way it looms. I hate the way the things I say incinerate the room. I know I'm trying to change, but it don't never work. Just end up more broken down than when I started. And that concrete feels the hardest every time I seem to touch it. Started thinking I ain't meant for life, but that's too deep, falling up into the ceiling while I'm drowning in the creek of my emotions. Trying harder to be open, talking about release dates. I'm trying to make it to tomorrow. Internal honesty could be the hardest pill to swallow. So I need two shots of everything that's on the menu. I'm dancing with myself, setting fire to the venue.
Who didn't call the cops on my? Who didn't call the cops on my? That's the first one to go. The first shot I blow. Who didn't call the cops on my? Who didn't call the cops on my? You! I'll break your neck so you can watch your back. You! I'll break your neck so you can watch your back. You! I'll break your neck so you can watch your back. You!
My old friend, my girlfriend, I should've shot him. Pray to God about him. Man, I hit the lotto. Yeah, my got better. My got better. And I forgave them. So now it's off to millions. I've been sinning. Hit the forehead, chest, left, right, I'm grinning. On the ceiling, and I got mirror feelings. For all you little demons, yeah, you see the chain. For all y'all changed on me, rearranged on me. Think about it, I hope you get offended. And this ain't clean. This is off the yacht with my on me. Wearing mink on me, sipping Chris on you. Bet your life on it, I came to fight for it.
Came in raiding all y'all pockets and your. Rubbed up on me, I'm burning rubber, I pulled up on you.
We'll be right back.
All right, that one was Heat by Brockhampton, and that comes off of their album from last year, Saturation. Now, Brockhampton actually had a super prolific year last year. They had 3 full-length releases. They had Saturation, Saturation 2, and Saturation 3, as they were very imaginatively named. And I've heard 1 and 2 so far. I haven't quite gotten to 3 yet for reasons I actually am realizing I don't know, because I thought Saturation 1 and 2 were both great. So, they also had a project out in 2016, I think, but that didn't really get much attention, and they really broke through into the mainstream of the hip-hop community last year with these 3 releases. And since they seem to have gotten so much critical acclaim, it's no surprise why. And Heat, the track that I just played for you, is the first track off of Saturation 1, and it's also, I believe, the first single that was released from any of the Saturation projects, so I figured that would be a pretty good starting point for today. Everybody goes super hard on that track. It's a complete banger. I love how filthy and grimy that bass line is, and the drums sound great. They're super sharp. Overall, it's a great track. And although it's kind of a shame that I had to find an edited version, because it kind of cuts out a lot of the lyrics, as you probably were able to notice, but it's station policy, and I'm just glad to be able to play it at all for you. So moving right along, this next song sounds a little similar, and it's by Run the Jewels.
Hey, I got a bad girl, got a brain with a girl. She got a mean pop, I gotta lean to the way I walk, and I get it like gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D is gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's
I got a good thing with a bad that's rap. She don't even like you, she'll walk in the room, take half.
Gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D is gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's gold. I got a bad girl, got a brain with a girl. She got a mean pop, I gotta lean to the way I walk, and I get it like gold. All you rock can keep juggling lava rocks. I'm not compliant, I'll define it. Enough to survive all the fines. You're gonna love how we ride to the gates on the line, high and smiling. Me and Mike, just think alike, can't stop high-fiving. Not a running man, I'll do the whopping, to grab the dough. I hit a lick every time that we punch the bus, and it's time to go.
I got a good thing with a bad, that's rap. She don't even like you, she'll walk in the room, take half. We fuss, we fight, we like freaks for the fabulous marriage. You ain't lived your life, you can see the bad, treat your wife like a savage. Not your average guys, we play cool with see-through savage eyes. Rid the crooks, we'll run the jokes and kidnap mom from Jazz's side. Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome, when she get home, I'm like, I like those guys. Hey, thanks for the ransom, handsome, let mom know the guys love a pumpkin pie.
Hey, I got a bad girl, got a brain with a girl. She got a mean pop, I gotta lean to the way I walk, and I get it like gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, it's gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's
I got a good thing with a bad, that's rap. She don't even like you, she'll walk in the room, take half.
Gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, it's gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's
gold is shiny, gold is fun. Some like taking gold with gun. Heart ain't gold if it don't like us, but go for the gold, dumb. Good luck. Golden point, man, good as gold. Golden rulers, don't lose your soul. From power, golden shower, golden razor, sun, gold, my gold.
My gold, going for the gold, 4G get old and his heart grow cold. I go, 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 for every year my career was slow, and seen that it wouldn't go. And you should know, we pitch these rhymes like smoke, like lavender, like Maddox 95. And now we shine, jet like indigo, tea from Greenbrier, and 99.
Can't be broke when you own gold rope. Pawn shops offer cash for those. Cash is fake, though, go to cruise. Make my own gold, golden goose. Run down yellow brick roads towards riches. Just be sure that I trust no wizards. Golden age is now gone, admit it. All this gold is not gold that glitters.
36 inch cube as I'm moving through Cuba with a half key of gold on my neck. Call me Gaddafi and pay me in gold, cause your money ain't really worth it. Just a piece of paper, promote propaganda to keep you in dead and on your. I see these dope boys had right out of law, put gold on them and they.
I got a bad girl. Got a brain with a girl. She got a mean pop. I got a lean to the way I walk. And I get it like
gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, it's
gold.
G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's
I got a good thing with a bad that's rap. She don't even like you. She'll walk in the room, take half.
Gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, it's gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's
All right, that's Stay Gold by Run the Jewels from their 2016 album Run the Jewels 3. That song actually, I initially listened to that album Run the Jewels 3 as a recommendation from my good friend Henry, who some of you might remember as DJ Hank, who used to be my co-host for this program. And I listened to it when I was home over spring break 2 weeks ago now. And yeah, that album goes super hard. I love it. Every track is great. And I was going to play the song last week, actually, but right before my show last week, Killer Mike, one of the two members of Run the Jewels, it's comprised of Killer Mike, who does rap vocals, and LP, who does production as well as rapping. Yeah, Killer Mike said some somewhat questionable things about gun control, or some things that I personally disagreed with, which I won't get too much into, so I figured I would wait a week and let things simmer down a little bit. But I'm super glad I was able to share it with you now, because yeah, that song is great. Killer beat. I love how, I guess, I don't even know what the right word is. It's just fantastic. It kind of reminds me of Death Grips a little bit, although maybe not quite as abrasive, but it's getting more towards that end of the spectrum. So yeah, Run the Jewels 3, LP, Killer Mike, great duo, and Stay Gold. All right, I have one more song, which I actually, so these past two songs, I was able to find edited versions online, and one of them was already on Spotify, and the other one I found somebody made one on YouTube, but this next song I actually had to edit myself, so hopefully it sounds okay. I think I got everything, but yeah, just so you know. And this last song is by an artist who's actually featured on Run the Jewels 3, but this is a song from his own project, and he goes by the name of Danny Brown. I'm terribly sorry, but I seem to have played the wrong version of the song. So let me see if I can fix that real quick. Again, I sincerely apologize. I also severely apologize. And let's see if this is the correct one. Let's try that again.
Bumps in the cockpit, locksmith, a hip hop appraisal, that wristwatch, the rock.
All right, wrapping up there, that one is Danny Brown, Ain't It Funny, and that comes from his 2016 album Atrocity Exhibition. And the name of that album actually comes from the opening track of Joy Division's second album, Closer, or Closer. I think it's pronounced Closer, but it's kind of ambiguous. But either way, back to Danny Brown. Yeah, that album is phenomenal. It's really insane. He does things that I've never heard before in hip hop, and that song, that string part, or the horns part, excuse me, it's absolutely wild. And I was reading about that song, and it turns out that the song is based on a sample from a song by Nick Mason, who is the drummer of Pink Floyd, a song from one of his solo albums, which I'm not sure what drove Danny Brown's producer to find a song from a Nick Mason album, because Nick Mason didn't really contribute that much to Pink Floyd, so I'm not sure how successful his solo career would have been, but I think his producer managed to turn it into an amazing song here. It's absolutely crazy. And yeah, Atrocity Exhibition, the whole album is great. Lots of highs and lows in a number of different senses, especially in the lyrics, but I won't go into much more detail about that. And yeah, Danny Brown's voice is a bit of an acquired taste, I guess. He sounds kind of yelpy and annoying, but I think it's pretty effective a lot of the time. And it also gives his music a nice style and character, which makes it pretty easily identifiable. So yeah, love that project. And that's going to wrap up, I guess, the first segment of today's show. In case you tuned in late and you're just joining us now, I'm DJ EJ, your host for The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's that time of the hour where I'm going to be playing a PSA for you all. It's a little earlier than usual today, but this is just how it's worked out. And I don't see why there should be an issue, so I guess I don't need to justify myself. So that aside, here's a quick PSA.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, yeah. Emergency preparedness is a very important topic, especially with all the natural disasters that happen anytime during the year. We're just coming off of 3 or 4 or 5, or I've lost count of how many nor'easters have happened in the Northeast. And soon enough, we'll be moving on to thunderstorms and hurricanes and all that stuff that kind of destroys everything that mankind has been working on for, overall, if you look at it in a big picture lens like that. And in the Boy Scouts, I got the Emergency Preparedness Merit Badge, and I have to say I learned a lot of really useful stuff there. So I definitely recommend checking out, looking more into what kind of course of action you would take in certain scenarios, because it certainly could save your life or your family or your friends or what have you. So anyway, moving on to a bit of a lighter note. This next song I have for you is by a band that I enjoy quite a bit, and they just came out with an album last month, or no, the month before, in February. And I thought it was pretty good, but not as good as their previous efforts. And this song comes from their previous efforts. And the band that I am talking about is called Ought. So I hope you enjoy this track from them. Thank you. Okay, that one was Clarity, and that is by Ott from their 2014 debut album, More Than Any Other Day. I had heard that album once, I think, and then I was listening to one of my Spotify daily mixes, and when I listen to my Spotify daily mixes, I usually try not to look at them and see when I can guess or figure out who the artist that's currently playing is, because those mixes are very good at playing artists that they know you like, but songs that you may not have heard by them, which I think is really nice because it gets you to explore the rest of artists that you like discographies. So I was on the train at some point, I think, and that song came on, and it took me a good minute or two to figure it out because of how long like the buildup at the beginning is, and their singer, Tim Darcy, I believe his name is, he usually sings with a certain vocal inflection that I think I'm more familiar with, the way he sings on their second album, Sun Coming Down, which came out the year later in 2015. So it kind of took me a while to figure out who it was. I didn't know if it was Sonic Youth or something like that. But yeah, I'm glad that song came up because I love it, and it made me check out that album again. And I'm, again, very glad that I did. So yeah, Ott, great artist. And their new album, which just came out in February, it was pretty good, but unfortunately it was stylistically a little bit different from their first two, which I think I prefer, but I still really enjoyed the their new album, and I think I played a track from it on the show a few weeks ago, so I'm not sure if you remember that, probably not since I just remembered it myself, but anyway, this next artist, I also know that I played a track from them a few weeks ago, but I've just been getting into them, and I think they're fantastic, and it's just a great style that I'm not too familiar with, I guess, but hopefully this will be like a bridging point into that style for me, and the artist that I'm talking about is called Songs Ohio.
When I die, put my bones in an empty street. To remind me how it used to be. Don't write my name on a stone. Bring a Coleman lantern and the radio. The Cleveland game and two fishing poles. And watch with me. Ghostly steel and iron ore. tell by the rust and by the chains, and by the oil that they bleed. A crew of crows fly the skulls and bones. They fly the colors of I fly the cross of the blue factory flame, stitched with heavy soul for thread. They ain't proud colors, but they're true colors of my home.
That one was by Songs Ohio, and it comes from their second to last album, I believe, called Didn't It Rain, and that comes from 2002. And to answer that question today, it did rain. It actually is raining right now, which is kind of unfortunate, but at least it's not snowing. But anyway, back to Songs Ohio. Yeah, that album is awesome. It's I haven't really heard too much music like it. It's kind of like minimal, slow, dreary folk, country, indie. I don't know. It's like a mixture of all that kind of stuff, and it's really been resonating with me, I guess. Maybe not resonating, but I've just been really enjoying it. And I usually don't listen to too much folk, country kind of music, but this artist, Jason Molina, who's the primary songwriter for them, and he's the singer and guitarist and all that kind of stuff. It's really his brainchild. I think he was a super talented guy. Unfortunately, he's passed away since then, but yeah, that album is really great, and I think it's 7 tracks, and they're all pretty long, but yeah, it's awesome, and I've kind of felt bad about listening to it as much as I have, so there you go. This next song, actually, I'm looking at the clock right now, and it looks like I'm unfortunately not going to have time to play the next song that I have already in my playlist, so I'm just going to switch something else in instead of it, which I am doing right now. And this is completely different from what I was going to play. I was going to play a track by Scott Walker, who's like, yeah, no explanation for how he sounds, but maybe I'll play him next week. But anyway, this song that I'm going to be playing instead is by a band called Shudder to Think.
A finger fan courtship. The case of her bones are softer than loose meat. A day on the belt, so surely I'll get thin. So really rock dead. A finger fan courtship. The case of her bones are softer than loose meat. A day on the belt, so surely I'll get thin. Wanna watch?
Thank you.
That one was by Shudder to Think, and it's the first track off their 1994 album, Pony Express Record, and the track is called Hit Liquor. I discovered Shudder to Think actually as a recommendation from Jeff Buckley. I was reading an interview with him, and he was listing some of the artists that he liked, and he was describing Shudder to Think as like being very angular and kind of aggressive, but having good vocals, so I figured I would check them out. And I can see how Jeff Buckley would have liked them, because their vocalist and he both have pretty similar voices. Kind of high and dramatic, but they're both great singers, obviously. And yeah, Shudder to Think, I love that album. It's, like he said, very angular and twisted, and yeah, lots of killer riffs and the like. Am I forgetting anything? Oh, actually, Jeff Buckley and Shudder to Think also did a collaboration for a movie soundtrack, I think. I don't remember what the movie is called, though. But anyway, the hour is just about over, and I only have one more song for you, but it's pretty long. But anyway, thanks for listening today. You've been great, and I've been DJ EJ, your host for The Archive, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening this week, and I hope to hear you back again next week, next Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. That's when The Archive is on air. So have a good week and take care. This last song that I have for you is by a band called Have a Nice Life. So I hope you enjoy it, and that'll be it for the hour.
Thank you.